The iPhone XR is here at T-Mobile, and there's a whole lot to love. Like taking those perfect new year, new you portrait mode selfies you're going to share.
Nice.
It's the best way to stay connected to everyone you'll heart most in 2019. So get ready to fall in love with iPhone XR on T-Mobile, the most loved in wireless. Call 1-800-T-MOBILE to learn more or visit a store today.
Live from studio headquarters in New York City, it's the Dirk McCallum Show.
Hello, my name is Redwood. I'm coming to you live from HMP Norwich, and I'm one of the seven that is part and parcel of the Dirk McCallum Show. Even though I'm in here and they're out there, they've only given me 15 minutes, so I'm trying to be brief. There's a lot of things we do support fully. Free speech and the right to have an opinion is one of them. The right to give a shite about the world is another. But there are a lot of things we don't support. The gang have given me a list to come out with. Keep in mind, if you know Martin Luther, you'll know what we're talking about. One, any money-grubbing organization who want to take advantage of PWD, we're on to you. Two, any people who oppose free speech. Three, Martin Scorsese, Harvey Weinstein, Bill Cosby, our commander-in-chief, his mistress, but brief, we do support their lawyer though. Ableism, NTs, that means neurotypicals that don't support diversity. By chance, if you're listening to the show, congratulations, you have joined our community. If there's one bit of advice that we will give you, it's don't be a dick. Also, the show is unfiltered, unbiased, and isn't suitable for younger listeners. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, and welcome to this episode of AMC Press and Curse's Derek Lee Challenge Show. If you like what you're listening to and don't want to miss an episode, click subscribe on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts, and follow us on Twitter at AMC Press News and at TSCS Pod for more updates on the show. For all other links, go to our website at www.amcpressandco.com.
Hello there, it's me, Pinkheart, along with Johnny. Tonight's episode is about how Beyonce is taking over the internet with her contest, and she's promoting veganism and vegetarianism with the contest, which could be looked at as either really cool or which could be cool,
really.
or could make people want to claim that they could be doing something when really they're not. It could either go one or two ways for potential to win 30 years of tickets, which could be looked at as very hopeful marketing ploy.
It could be great, but could be.
And yeah. Everyone goes to the beat of their own drum, so this could be really cool. It could be a very cool Oprah-esque moment where it's the everyone who's done it gets tickets, or could go where people could just sign up and claim to be doing this for 22 days and potentially could go south.
Could go south real fast.
Mm-hmm. Because if it's only an online participation, I'm assuming people won't be checking up on them.
Yeah, like, how would they check up?
Right. Definitely could be flaws waiting to happen. But yeah.
What? Like, I'm gonna go vegan right after I have this juicy cheeseburger.
True. Or it could be the when on the internet.
Went all over, back to the meat.
Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with vegetarianism. Nothing wrong with veganism. Just saying, are you going to change if it's for tickets to for 30 years of a show of both Beyonce and Jay-Z? What's the likelihood? Or should it be a personal decision in which to actually stick to it because you want to do it? Because I always think...
I think you should do it for personal reasons.
Right. Not for tickets, not for to gain something, just for the sake of doing it for you, not for the sake of getting tickets. Because if you could get tickets, it's great to get tickets. It's another to it's understandable using it for motivation. But how much motivation will it be?
Right.
Because you could either look at it as really, really as a motivational tool to help. But how much
you should do it for health reasons.
Yeah. And it should be more about what you should want, not the person, not just because you
not because like I said, not because you should do it for
right
tickets, even though if you want to do it, hey, go nuts.
Right. But I think doing it for personal reasons outweighs and then the fact that yes, I understand people. Yes, it's a great way to have the ability to get tickets, but this is a chance to win. It does not mean you have no idea of the probability. And this is also for her new project too. So
even if it's like one day a week, like
right. I look at it as, hey, if you're trying to get around, if this is a way to not only make it to try out veganism. That makes sense to try it out for her new project. But you don't know if people are actually going to follow. Right. And there's also the point of what if people don't like it or it's something that they can't. They are unable to
Yeah, what if you're already on a specific diet?
Right. So this also gives more of a reach for presenting the lifestyle, and it's a choice that people should make on their own, not because a celebrity is doing it, not because of some fitness person's doing it. It should be because they want to do it, not the how to do it, wanting to do it just because someone's
just
doing it.
Just for like what? The craps and giggles?
And also the fact that you could be going to concerts for life. Good way of getting people interested in your new project. Good marketing strategy.
Hey man, that's pretty genius.
Yeah, it is. It is definitely genius, and it definitely shows how this can be done. In such a way.
Oh no.
And it could actually be interesting to see if people actually track themselves to do this. But how likely is this going to be? Not saying that it isn't likely, but how likely can it be done? With putting there's definitely more opportunities for
it's definitely a lot more opportunity
to use this as a marketing tool. Which is nothing wrong with that. Just kind of think, I guess if they follow that diet, I guess, or lifestyle, why not?
Like why not? I think what they want us to do is like to at least try it, not like go.
Yeah. Doesn't mean you have to go and do it. Just means that.
Not go like cold quinoa.
Mm-hmm. It just means that here's a contest and people could actually take part in. And why not? And another, and due to yesterday being the largest football game within the NFL, there's one commercial that has struck a chord, and we all know what.
If you were still awake by then, of course.
Right. Or if you didn't just turn it off, which involved Microsoft and Xbox.
It was a snoozer. But anyway, best commercial.
Yeah, commercial.
Commercial and snoozer.
Which ended up bringing their adaptive controller, which has been around for quite a while there. The ad, but this ad was really, it showed how much Microsoft is wanting to move forward with bridging with making their games and game consoles more accessible.
Bridging the gap.
Yeah. And by bridging the gap with this new control, with actually showing Super Bowl and with this Super Bowl ad, that's a pretty big deal as a whole.
Yeah.
When you could see someone or see people enjoying the game. Get game consoles with no, and also being involved with just being a gaming in general. Which, honestly, that's pretty cool.
It is pretty amazing.
And to see someone see this commercial actually air during the Super Bowl when there's so many controversial topics out there. And yet, this commercial could actually be, people look at it as lighthearted and heartwarming when this is actually something that people want to be included and showing the benefits of having more accessibility as a whole. And more accessibility will make an impact, and it will show what is actually. Will actually show that adaptive technology and bringing more adaptive clothing and more technologies out there that can work with us, it will actually show, this shows that companies are willing to tap an industry that hasn't been, that is uncharted territory.
It's pretty much a new market.
Mm-hmm. And it's a market that no one's really tapped into, unfortunately.
Yeah, before it's like that market, like, oh, like it won't make money.
And you could now see, and now you
start
to see
this.
The progress and more progress And the more progress and the more companies that see the benefits of this, it's going to be so, it's going to be a well-deserved market that companies should dive into and not just forgo just because they think that it's too risky. Take the chances because there's definitely a need for growth. More growth, the better it's going to be. And the more inclusive.
We all spend money too.
Oh, yeah. The more assistive devices, the more assistive clothing companies come out, the better it's going to be. And T-Pain even tweeted about this ad. There are so many major players in mainstream going, basically saying that Microsoft won the Super Bowl. And this has been in progress since. This has been in development for quite a while now, and this is just going to be well deserved. And why not have people be able to enjoy gaming? More gaming, more progress. You don't know what the future holds for those, for kids that are even playing, and even those who use any assistive technologies, and also with assistive clothing, you don't know if they could be the new, what the future holds for them. And there's always time to learn and have progress be made and changes to be done to actually help create more opportunities, especially where I believe Samsung is now working with a big YouTuber to figure out what low sight or individuals could benefit from with Samsung devices. I believe it's Molly Burke, which, if you haven't checked her YouTube channel out, definitely check it out. So, which I think is pretty big deal.
Like, seeing the tide is starting to turn here.
Mm-hmm.
After almost like 30 something years.
Yeah.
I think they're finally starting to get change.
Oh, yeah. And it shows the progress, it shows how far people are willing to take risks, too. As if no risks are being taken, there won't be any further development. It will be a pretty dull world.
Like, no risk, no reward.
Yeah. And I hope more companies take a look at Samsung, or take a look more in depth at Microsoft, and the companies are actually stepping up. Because if Samsung or if Microsoft could do this, and Samsung is working with individuals with low sight, maybe there will be more. There will be more progress being made. These are working with individuals who actually use those products.
The thing is pretty much amazing.
Mm-hmm. And the more progress that is being made, the better it's going to be.
The more progress, the better technology gets.
Mm-hmm. And why not? Make it possible.
Yep. Make it possible. Make it happen.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with being able to So this just means that progress can be done and be made in such a way that's really just it could really be the best. It could just be the best thing for those for everyone involved, because this market is so can lead to so many great things.
It is so lucrative.
Yeah, that and it's untapped, which is sad, too. I think if more people and more corporations actually took a look at bringing adaptive technologies and adaptive, being more creative with bringing new technologies, new clothing for their customers, it could actually be very beneficial for them, too. Because in the end, they're going to make more money.
Yeah, they're going to have repeat customers, too.
Mm-hmm. Like Zappos, there's so many people who, or so many companies that are willing to step off. So what's stopping every other company out there? So we could, and on this note, we'll be back Wednesday, same time, same place.
Same network.
Yep. And on that note, see ya.
Hey, buddy.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
The iPhone XR is here at T-Mobile, and there's a whole lot to love. Like taking those perfect New Year, New You portrait mode selfies you're going to share.
Nice.
It's the best way to stay connected to everyone you'll heart most in 2019. So get ready to fall in love with iPhone XR on T-Mobile, the most loved in wireless. Call 1-800-T-MOBILE to learn more or visit a store today.